Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci slovenske oddaje Radia SBS, na tej oddaji smo že veliko govorili o knjigi o slovenskih glasbenikov v Avstraliji. Knjiga se imenuje v angleščini Anthology of Slovenian Australian Musicians. Katarina Vrisk, znana in aktivna članica slovenske skupnosti v Melbourneu, je autorica te knjige. Katarino imam sedaj na telefonu, ker izgleda, da se bo uresničilo to, kar že veliko časa pričakujemo, namreč, da bo knjiga išla. Zato jo lepo pozdravljam na današnji slovenski oddaji na Radio SBS. Katarina, dober dan in midva se bova kar pogovarjala v angleščini, ali velja?
Yeah, well, yeah. Hello, and my warm greetings to everyone listening to SBS Radio on the Slovenian radio program.
We spoke about this book many years ago, and of course, it's been a big project, and it seems that the book is soon to be officially released.
Yes, that's correct, Lenti, and it's been a long time coming, I know. However, I'm very happy with it, and look, it gives many, many details about a lot of people, over 300 different stories within our community here in Australia.
This book initially was supposed to be around 300 pages, and the information yes. you've provided now states that it's going to have almost 700 pages.
Yes, Lenti, well, absolutely unavoidable because there were just so many more that I was not aware of, and as I dug around, more people came up with people or bands or choirs, and I started digging around, especially in other states, obviously being from Melbourne, knowing a bit more about Victoria and so on, but New South Wales and also Queensland, choiring Queensland as well, and Canberra, Wollongong, also very active. I just could not ignore those and had to also include them in the book if I'm to make it truly about the Slovenian Australian musicians. We have several people who are internationally known, have had careers or are in careers which are international. They're known internationally. And also, there are some musicians that were born here and now have moved back to Slovenia, or they were born in Slovenia, lived here for 40 years plus, and now have moved back to Slovenia. So there are a few of those as well that I caught up with also.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se z gospod Katarino Vrisk, ki je avtorica knjige Antologija slovensko-australskih glasbenikov. Katarina, we understand that you'll be having two book launches, one in Melbourne and one in Sydney. Please give us some more information about these so our listeners can attend and support this project.
Well, thank you, Lenti. I'd like to give you details about, well, the first one is on the 21st of February. That's a Sunday at Slovenian Mission in Kew. Be held in the church hall from 11:30 onwards. And I'll do a presentation. There'll be some performances as well. And the books will be on sale. But also, Lenti, as you would be aware, I do actually have two CD set, which has 70 recordings across the two CDs of musicians within the book. And I know that you helped me a lot with getting that together. And those will be on sale as well. So that's the Melbourne launch on the 21st of February. And then in Sydney at the Club Triglav, which is in St John Park, and that one will be from about 1 o'clock on Sunday, March the 20th. I am in negotiations also with a musician down in Hobart, and we possibly may have something happening there at the first weekend of March. So that's yet to be confirmed, but possibility. And there will also be Adelaide sometime later in the year.
Katarina, a number of people pre-ordered the book already a couple of years ago. Now, what's the situation there?
Yes, those people will have the first priority to the books. I'll be contacting them shortly. I am expecting the books within days, and they will be the first people to receive the book. That will be before the 21st, and also if they ordered CDs as well. they're ready to go. Otherwise, if people are holding out to purchase them in person, then probably the book launches are the best place to secure those.
And if anybody wants to contact you either before or after the two launches in Melbourne and Sydney, how can they contact you?
Okay, two ways. One way is via email, which is my name, katarinavrisk@gmail.com, and my phone number 03 9504 2204.
Katarina, this book has been a long time coming. We're talking at least 6-7 years since we started talking about this project, many moons ago, I shall say, and finally going to come to reality, to fruition. Yeah. On behalf of the listeners, I'd like to officially congratulate you on the thousands of hours. We won't say hundreds, I'd say thousands of hours of work you've put into this project. I know personally how much work you've done. Those people who perhaps were critical, that it's taking too long, we don't know what's going on, when this book, if it will be ever released, are in for a very pleasant surprise.
Well, Linty, I have given you a sneak preview of the last sample before the final product, and I thank you for saying that, because you are actually speaking from having viewed the book.
Yes, I did see the book. There was a lot of security. I think I had to go through 4 barbed wire fences before we could actually get to the book.
Well, it's a very important document.
In your blood, tudi velika straža tam.
Yes, yes. But soon it will be there for everybody. So, yeah, the one that you were looking at was the last final draft for me to check, and all the other copies coming now will be the final product, thankfully.
Katarina, we can't wait to get our hands on this absolutely beautiful book. The only word I can describe it is beautiful. It really is, having seen it firsthand. It's going to be hours and hours of reading enjoyment, not only for enjoyment, but also for those who are unaware of the rich cultural and musical heritage within the Australian Slovenian community. They'll be absolutely gobsmacked, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I agree with you, Lenti, because I was, and there are a number of stories that really touch my heart. Each one in its own special way, but certain ones are very interesting, have, you know, tragedy, have great happiness and success, you know, in the journey of doing this book and all the research. It really touched me emotionally, and, you know, sometimes there were tears from me because I couldn't help but be moved by the stories. And also I do want to take this opportunity to thank all the people who contributed towards putting this book together, because I know that sometimes it was very painful, bringing up a lot of memories. It also takes you back on a journey sometimes to your youth, and it's not always easy to do that. And also for the effort in getting information and the photographs, the rich array of photographs that I've received out of collections which have never been seen anywhere apart from the home album. It's just astounding. So that has been amazing. And can I just add too that publications such as Misli and Vesnik, which is a club magazine from Slovenian Association Melbourne, or Slovenian Club Melbourne as it was initially known, those in particular, and certain ones from Sydney as well, you know, were very informative. Thank goodness for those people who were writing these and editing those magazines, because that contained so much history in there that unexpectedly I learnt a lot about the early days of the Slovenian community as a side bonus to actually studying about the musicians. So thank you to all those people, and most of those are not with us, but in posthumously, if I can say that, you know, I do thank them for all their efforts in documenting what happened and people and so on, because it was just astounding what I, and even with just one little line of information was enough to get me going to research and find people and research, you know, about their contributions. Lenti, if I can also mention too that a shipment of books will end up in Slovenia within the next couple of months. And if there are any people, particularly those who were interviewed here and are in the book and would like copies to go to people in Slovenia, would they please contact me and we can make arrangements rather than posting a copy or two out from here, which is rather expensive. We'll be able to organise through my distribution.
Talking about expense, what's the cost of the book and the CDs?
The book is $95. That is for 664 pages, to be precise. And two CDs, the set is $30. And they are 70 recordings. Some of them are just, you know, a short excerpt, 1 or 2 minutes of, so we could fit more on there from people from within the book. So not only can you read about people, but also you can hear some of the recordings that they made.
Katarina, thank you so much for speaking to us today here on SBS Radio. We wish you every success in selling as many of these books, obviously to cover costs and, of course, to get the book out there so it's distributed as widely as possible, because the information contained within the book is so important, covering this very important aspect of the Slovenian community in Australia. Katarina, naj vam še enkrat v imenu naših poslušalcev iskreno čestitam za ta velik projekt. Je bilo veliko dela v zadnjih nekaj letih. Veliko smo že poročali, kot sem že prej omenil, ampak sedaj bomo res videli sadove tega projekta in hvala za vso delo, da bomo končno lahko brali in gledali slike v tej prečudoviti knjigi.
Hvala lepa, Lenti, and thank you for this opportunity to get to a wider audience and explain what this is about and also, you know, why it's taken so long. I hope people can see why that time was taken, and I wish everyone happy reading.
If I can just finish off on a little quote or even a cliche, good things come to those who wait.
Yes. Yes, eventually it does. Eventually it does. That's true. Thank you, Lenti.
Take care. All the best. Hvala še enkrat.
Hvala lepa.